Alleluia, Christ is risen. The joy and peace of God be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us pray. O God, on this day, you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit. Direct us by the light of that Spirit, that we may have a right judgment in all things and rejoice at all times in your peace. Through Jesus Christ, your Son and our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
Amen.
Please be seated as we listen to the word proclaimed.
A reading from Numbers. Moses went out and told the people the words of the Lord, and he gathered 70 elders of the people and placed them all around the tent. Then the Lord came down in the cloud and spoke to him, and took some of the spirit that was on him, and put it on the 70 elders. But when the spirit rested upon them, they prophesied, but they did not do it again. Two men remained in camp, one named Eldad, the other named Medad, and the spirit rested on them. They were among those registered, but they had not gone out to the tent. So they prophesied in the camp. And a young man ran and told Moses, "Eldad and Medad are prophesying in the camp." And Joshua, son of Nun, the assistant of Moses, one of his chosen men, said, "My lord Moses, stop them." But Moses said to him, "Are you jealous for my sake? Would that all Lord's people were prophets, and that the Lord would put his spirit on them." And Moses and the elders of Israel returned to the camp. The word of the Lord. Let us pray Psalm 104 responsively. How manifold are your works, O Lord! In wisdom you have made them all. The earth is full of your creatures.
Yonder is the sea, great and wide, with its swarms too many to number, living things both small and great.
There go the ships to and fro, and Leviathan, which you made for the sport of it. You give it to them, they gather it. You open your hand, and they are filled with good things.
When you hide your face, they are terrified. Take away your breath, they die, and return to their dust.
You send forth your spirit, and they are created, and so you renew the face of the earth.
May the glory of the Lord endure forever. O Lord, rejoice in all your works.
You look at the earth, and it trembles. You touch the mountains and they smoke.
I will sing to the Lord as long as I live. I will praise my God while I have my being.
May these words of mine please God. I will rejoice in the Lord.
Bless the Lord, my soul. Hallelujah. Glory to the
Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. A reading from Acts. When the day of Pentecost had come, the apostles were all together in one place. And suddenly from heaven there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind, and it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues as of fire appeared among them, and a tongue rested on each of them. All of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and began to speak in other languages, as the Spirit gave them ability. Now there were devout Jews from every nation under heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound the crowd gathered and was bewildered, because each one heard them speaking in the native language of each. Amazed and astonished, they asked, "Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language, Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power." All were amazed and perplexed, saying to one another, "But what does this mean?" But others sneered and said, they are filled with new wine. But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them. Men of Judea and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, these are not drunk as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel. In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs of the earth on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood, before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day. Then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. The word of the Lord.
The Holy Gospel according to John. On the last day of the Festival of Booths, the great day, while Jesus was standing in the temple, he cried out, "Let anyone who is thirsty come to me, and let the one who believes in me drink. As the scripture has said, out of the believer's heart shall flow rivers of living water." Now, he said this about the Spirit, which believers in him were to receive, for as yet there was no Spirit, because Jesus was not yet glorified. The Gospel of the Lord. One of my pastor friends is a woman named Pat, and she is and has always been a wise and calm person, even in the midst of chaos and turmoil. She didn't even get upset during our 6 weeks of intense Greek class when everyone else was falling apart. Pat always had this same advice, three-step process. Step one, breathe in. Step two, breathe out. Step three, repeat. In the last couple months, I've had occasion to remind myself to follow those three steps. Have you ever noticed that sometimes you need to be reminded to just take a breath? I watched a mother with her four-year-old at the preschool open house. Now, this child probably had gotten into the cookies and the juice a little bit and was running laps around the playground equipment. And the mother took him by the shoulders gently, got down on his level, looked him in the eye, and said, "Breathe." And the little child went, and he calmed down. With that reminder to breathe, to slow down and breathe. Health experts say that the shallow breathing that we do that comes from time in stress actually causes more stress. Our bodies are crying out for oxygen. That's why we sigh when we're sad or depressed or under stress. The sigh is our body reminding us that we need to take a deep breath. We need to inhale. Breathe in, breathe out, repeat. Even our bodies in sighing tell us? Maybe your life has had too many sighs lately. There are times that you need to be reminded to just take a breath, to calm down and breathe. We get too stressed. We run from activity to activity, from care to concern, from chaos to crisis. We need to be reminded to breathe. I felt a little bit like that in preparation for this Sunday. It's Pentecost, the great birthday, great festival of the church. It's Mother's Day, a wonderful 100th anniversary of Mother's Day celebrations in the United States. We have baptism, a wonderful opportunity to claim Christ's blessing, to claim the Holy Spirit in the life of Jax. And at the first service, Joan Alton's grandson, Travis, was baptized. It was also First Communion Day for several children at the first service, an important day in the life of those little ones who are walking their journey in their Christian life. And then during our fellowship time, an opportunity to celebrate mothers, but also especially an opportunity to remember Helen and to remember her with her son and daughter, with Bud and friends. There's a lot going on today. We need to remember to breathe. The apostles needed to be reminded to breathe. Remember all the things that had gone on these 50 days before this Pentecost celebration. There was that wonderful Last Supper when Jesus said goodbye to his apostles. There were the days following that, Jesus' arrest and trial and crucifixion. I'm sure there was a lot of sighing going on that time. But those sighs were turned to gasps of wonder on the day of the resurrection. And then those following days of Jesus' appearance and his continued teaching about forgiveness, about the kingdom of God. And just as the apostles were catching their breath, Jesus told them that he would leave again. And true to his promise, he did. He was taken from their sight and returned to his God. They probably felt like the wind had been knocked out of them. Their sighs of stress and confusion would have been audible that day as Jesus was lifted from their sight. And as Jesus told them to go back to Jerusalem and wait. Wait for the Holy Spirit. What would that be? How long to wait? How would we know? They were filled with questions, but obedient, they went back and they waited. But before they hardly had a chance to take a breath, they heard a wind. Not a little breeze like a fluttering of the palm trees, but a gale force wind that shook the whole house. Have you ever been in a hurricane or a tornado and heard that sound, that wind sound that shakes the house? Even if you're in the basement or on the first floor, you don't have to be on the 19th floor to feel the house shake. They heard this wind, felt this power, and each one of them were filled with the breath of God himself, filled with the breath of the Holy Spirit. Breathe in the Holy Spirit. Breathe out fear and confusion. Breathe in the power of God. Breathe out sadness and emptiness. They were inspired. They were on fire. They were so filled with the power of God, with the power of the Holy Spirit, that they could not keep it in. They had to tell about it. These fear-filled, closed-mouthed, stressed out, apostles found themselves preaching about God and about the works of God, the power of God in their lives, the mighty acts of God, not only in their lives, but in the life of the world. And the amazing thing, the second miracle of the Pentecost day, the coming of the Holy Spirit, and the miracle, the people listened. Some of them thought that these God-speaking disciples were drunk. That's the only way they could explain it. How could they explain it any other way? They were hearing these God-inspired words about the mighty acts of God, and they were hearing them in their own language. Now, you might be able to ignore a sermon by saying she's talking to somebody else. I'm just a visitor here. Of course she's not talking to me. It must be a sermon meant for someone else. These words don't have to apply to me. Those people hearing the disciples that day could not say that. They were hearing not only in their own language, but their own accent. They knew that these words were for them. They couldn't ignore the power of that word. Luke tells us that that day, 3,000 people became believers. Not because the disciples said something, but because they heard God's word meant for them. They heard it in their native tongue. No one else could say, they could not say, they're not talking to me. Those words aren't for me. God's words from those fire-breathing, gasping, panting disciples were indeed meant for them. This is the birth of the church. This is the beginning of that growth of the body of Christ. People from far and wide, of every language, many cultures, different traditions, all began to speak of God and how God was at work in their lives and in the world. The breath of God blowing freely and widely, filling their lungs, giving them strength and power that they didn't know they had, in a way that they didn't dream was possible. And Christ's body, the church, began to grow. The good news is that that power of God is still at work today. God's breath is still blowing. This isn't just a story of the past. This isn't a story about something that happened 2,000 years ago that we read about in some dead book. This is a story of the power of God today. Whoa, poor Jax took a tumble. A few minutes ago, in the words of baptism, we heard this prayer. Pour out your Holy Spirit, the power of your living word, that those who are washed in the waters of baptism may be given new life. That new life is the life of the Holy Spirit that's in Jax. That new life, the life of the Holy Spirit, is in you and in me. We, the baptized people of God, are indeed Pentecost people. And God invites us to experience the fullness of that life that God intends. To breathe in the breath of God that fills our lungs today and every day. We are invited to breathe in deeply, knowing that we will indeed be filled with God's Spirit, with God's holy breath. Take a deep breath. It's the breath of God. It's in us. Our very life, our courage and our strength, our proclamation of the good news of Jesus Christ. This last week, I was thinking a lot about my friend Kathy. She was my best friend through graduate school. We were roommates. Two things about Kathy. She was from New York, and she loved to dance. The reason I was thinking so much about her is the anniversary of her death was this week, 20 years ago. When her body had been so racked with cancer that she hardly could move, she still imagined herself dancing. I can see her. She would take a breath, close her eyes, and just see herself dancing. Don used to talk about, my husband, before he died, would talk about that vision of dancing eternally with God. And I think about Helen today, about how her body had become so crippled, so racked with arthritis. Imagine her now, fully free, filled with God's Spirit, reaching her arms up, dancing with God in that eternal joy that fills her spirit now. It says in the Bible that God dances with delight over those who love him. God and Helen dancing forever. Don, Kathy, all of those people, our mothers, grandmothers, those who have gone before us, dancing with delight with God. But think too, that passage says God dances with delight over those who love him. God dances in joy. God's doing a little happy dance for you today because you are one of those people who love God and express that love in your participation, in worship, in your joy, in your delight, in your breathing in and breathing out. So happy Pentecost. Breathe in deeply God's love, God's Holy Spirit, the love and joy that he has, the power and courage, the proclamation of the good news. And then relax in the Lord. Breathe in, breathe out, repeat.